The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
How are you? Have you missed me?
Of course I missed
you. I like the little bow in your hair.
Thank you. It's actually a hairband, but yeah.
That's okay. We're in another different place at the minute, are we?
No, I'm in the same villa, but I've moved rooms. I have gone downstairs.
Oh, downstairs.
I've gone downstairs, you know?
Why have you gone downstairs?
Well, why not?
What are we doing today then?
So we are doing what we usually do every week. So we're going to have a chat. Well, so what we do is we say hello to our guests. Hello, guests.
Hello, like, guests.
Hello. Hello, listeners, guests to come. Thank you for listening each week. We love you. And we'll say more of that later. And our topic this week is quite exciting. It is expectations of sex. I feel like we're going to have a good old chat about this.
I love talking about sex. So that's absolutely great.
I feel it's going to be a good one.
So we've got a guest on, Sarah Mulwinder, who is just a sexpert.
Yeah.
Let's give her that. Sexpert.
Yeah.
We've also got Weird and Wonderful Dating News and listeners' questions and stories, as always. But I feel like we need to be warmed up.
Okay, should we pause?
Do you want me to tickle your bollocks a little bit?
Please tickle my bollocks. They are massive.
Okay, fabulous. Massive and ready to explode.
Yes.
Well, you are about to just come everywhere then.
Okay.
Because we have one that is the dating sex book this week is relevant to today's subject.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a... Pornocchio.
Is it when you lie about watching porn? No, it's got more dirty than that, hasn't it? Okay.
It's along that lines, but not...
Lie about the type of porn you're watching.
Not porn.
Oh. Pornocchio. Enlighten me.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a person... Okay, who embellishes their sex life in order to make it sound more impressive than it actually is.
Oh.
I know a fucking lot of these.
Oh, I bet. Oh.
I know a lot of these. Yes, Pornocchio.
Interesting. So then my question around this subject is, if you were to, would you share that you've had a shit shag?
No, not really.
Really?
But also I wouldn't necessarily share that I've had a good fuck, like as in... You can save, like, I always feel like if you tell someone all, like, everything that happens when you have sex, it's a little bit disrespectful.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what 100%. I mean? Like, I'm not... Listen, sometimes funny things happens or sometimes you do something that you've not done before and it's really good and you sort of say what you've done, but you don't give, like, intimate details, I don't think. I don't think that's a great...
I agree with that. Yeah.
But it's quite funny, actually, because I know an awful lot of Pornocchios. I'm sure everyone does, to be honest with you. But I've actually done that before. I've been a Pornocchio before.
What, and just said it was great when it wasn't?
When I lost my virginity.
Oh.
It always makes me laugh, this story. I went into school the next day and basically told everyone, I was like, oh, you should have seen me last night. I was like this, and she was screaming, and it was like, and in the reality of it was, I think I pretty much came before I even got inside her.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. But that's effectively Pornocchio. So I was once a Pornocchio.
I think I probably was, but more so on, like, not having sex. It's more about... when girls are chatting, they're like, oh, have you done this? It wouldn't be talking about someone specific, but it would be, have you done this? And I'd be like, yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I've done that, whatever it is, twice.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that probably do that. And how many times have you met, and this is one of my absolute pet hates, when you talk to someone about, oh, we were shagging for 4 hours last night. No, you weren't.
Fuck. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. If you're going to say
we did everything. I was swinging from the chandeliers and he did this and did that. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You know you didn't. Be clear on that. If you had sex 4 times in 4 hours, understandable. But no one lasts 4 hours. Firstly...
Sting does.
Oh, exactly. Oh, hang on. Do you mean like this... Do you mean
tantric sex?
Oh,
Sting is a expert at tantric sex, apparently.
Is he? I thought he meant the sting of like having sex for too long, because that lasts for ages. No?
No, that's not what I meant. I meant Sting the singer, not... Sting the singer, not Sting of the vagina. Sting the singer, Sting of the vagina. Stinging the singer,
okay, Sting of the vagina. Sting is a pro at tantric. I'm learning tantric out here, you know.
There you go. Yeah. So listen, you could be fucking for 4 hours then. I don't know why you'd want to.
No,
that's another thing. Why would you want to fuck for 4 hours?
But listen, tantric isn't about fucking. It's about the prep.
Oh, it's about the prep.
It's a lot about the prep, yeah.
See,
Once I get a bit more educated, I will maybe sex book you and tell you how to tantrico.
Fabulous. I would love that, because right now my sex life lasts about 4 minutes and that's 3 minutes of cuddling. So, should we...
Yeah, that's definitely move on. Fuck. Weird and wonderful dating news. Shall I tell you the first story? First weird and fucked up thing I'm going to read. Well, actually, maybe it's not. So, a single guy finds romance through a supermarket's customer services online chat. Before I carry on, I always think I'm in love with the people that I connect with on a chat. Like, you know, when you like call O2 and you're like, you chat with them and then you're like, you're so nice. Like, should we go
I
for
never
a drink?
Think that, no.
No? Okay.
No, I always think, why are you taking so long to do your fucking job? Hurry up, I've got shit to do.
Okay. The difference is between us. 20-year-old Jonah Taylor from the USA bought a record from Target. Target's like a big old supermarket in the US, but was disappointed when he opened it and realized it was damaged. When he went into Target's website to complain about the purchase and was matched up with a customer services advisor over the online chat, he started chatting to a guy called Pablo, who kindly sorted out his complaint. However, the conversation took a surprising turn. Jonah ended the chat with a slightly flirty, "Bye, bestie," and it seemed to woo Pablo as he responded, "You really made my day. Thanks." As the conversation continued, Jonah said he decided to shoot his shot and asked Pablo outright if he was available, writing, "Are you single by any chance?" Pablo confirmed he, in fact, was single, then responded, "I guess this is destiny, you know?" As the conversation progressed, the pair exchanged social media accounts and followed each other, leading Pablo to ask if it would be okay to send Jonah a DM. The pair met over a video chat for the first time last week and are now planning their next date. But they're taking things slow for the time being. As for Pablo's job, he reassured people he's not going to face any discriminatory action from the shop for his online romance. He said, "Who'd have thought that conversation with a handsome customer would turn into this?" I think that's quite lovely. Breaking all the rules at work, but I think it's quite lovely.
Cute.
It is cute.
We like cute. We like cute. Nice.
Maybe I should try that now with all my people at O2 and Turkish Airlines and everyone else that I ring.
Yeah, give it a go. Very, very cute. I wish them all the best. I mean, it's probably going to fail, but I wish them all the best. They have only had a video date and haven't had a proper date yet. So, you know, how could it turn into this conversation?
Well, it always cracks me up when they're planning their next date. Are they really?
Well,
are they really though?
I know. It's like when you watch First Dates.
It is at the end, and we go, they went on a date, and they're going to go on another one.
And what makes me know, because obviously it filmed a little while ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when you film it. So when it comes on TV, so it's filmed a little while ago. But then surely when they do the writing bit at the end, that's done closer to the time because you add that in the edit afterwards. Yeah. So surely if it was filmed 3 months ago and they're planning the next date, it's not happening because it's been 3 months. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it always makes me laugh. But
it makes me laugh too, but I can't really say too much on that. But let's move on.
Oh, yeah, cool. Sorry. Yeah, just cut that out. Sorry, I forgot about that. Great show. Love First
Date. Great show that I work on.
I actually watched it the other day.
Did you? What happened? I haven't seen it in ages. The teens. Are you watching the teens?
I watched the teen one, yeah. And it just filled me with hope.
I'm glad you said that.
They're all just really, really cute. It also made me realise what a complete and utter prick I was as a teenager.
Listen,
I was just like, why are they all so nice?
No, they were nice, intelligent, educated.
And I was trying to finger birds on park benches.
What I'm saying. But when I was trying to crack jokes like that, they didn't quite get it. And I'm like, oh, we're from, just age-wise, but we're completely ends of the spectrum. I think what the producers have done is just got a load of really nice people, because I was the same. I was a little shit in my teens.
Yeah. To be honest with you and I are little shits in our 30s.
Yeah, we're little shits.
You're a little shit.
You're a little shit.
You're a little shit. You're my favourite little shit.
You're my favourite little shit.
Oh, we're just a couple of shits. Anyway.
Right then, next.
Next up. Interesting one, this one.
Go on.
Groom ghosts fiancé on their wedding day after seeing a saucy video from a hen do. A woman was stood up at the altar on her wedding day after the groom saw a raunchy video from her hen do. The video showed the bride swallowing chocolate sauce which dripped from a mouse stripper's dick into her mouth. Shockingly, the video was sent from the bride's sister to the fiancé. She did this as an act of revenge after her sister demoted her from maid of honour to just bridesmaid.
Upon
seeing the video, the groom was so outraged that he decided not to show up on the big day, much to the bride's dismay. The story divided Twitter, with many commenting how cruel it was of the sister to send the video, but others said it was for her own good, as the bride shouldn't have been so vulgar on her hen do. Right.
Oh, fuck.
I've got one opinion on this, one opinion only.
Go on.
Actually, no, I've not. I've got a couple of opinions. I've just decided. Okay. I've just added some to it.
Yeah.
Listen, I have ghosted before, and you are aware of that. but not on someone's wedding day, man. You can't do that. It's so out of order. Genuinely, I think that's really out of order on the groom's part. The sister's a complete prick. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, go on. You tell me for why.
Stag and hen do's, what happens on a stag doing a hen do stays on a stag doing a hen do. Now, granted, listen, she hasn't fucked anyone. She got drunk. There was a stripper. People go wild for strippers. That's what happens. That's the whole point of a stag and a hen do, really. It's your last nights of fucking freedom and whatever else. Your husband should obviously never see that. But I would like to know what he did on his fucking stag do. And I wonder if, what did he go for, cheese and biscuits for the boys?
Yeah.
What if he's actually gone and seen it? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think.
I kind of want to agree with you, but I also don't.
What's a little bit of chocolate dripping off dick, really, between strippers
and. The thing is, there is really two sides to this, because it is going against all. It's breaking all the rules, but at the same time. Oh, fuck. I don't know how I feel about it. Do you know what? I'm really on the fence with this one. Let's blame the sister. If that's a real reason, I'm not sure it is, because she's got to be really fucking pathetic to be ruining her sister's wedding for being demoted. There must be more backstory to this. There must be another reason.
Look at it this way. Even just the bride swallowing a chocolate sauce which dripped from a mouse stripper's dick. She's not actually touching.
Words.
Yeah, I did. Well, I had to. Just sounds.
I know.
When would you hear me say private parts? And it's better when you're a dick. She's not actually touched him.
Oh, well, she's just licked his cock.
No, she hasn't licked his cock.
I didn't touch it. I just licked it. There's a difference.
No, she didn't lick it. She didn't lick his cock. She licked chocolate sauce dripping.
Oh, I just dripped from it. I let it drip in my mouth. It dipped in me. I didn't do anything. I just had my mouth open. Not my problem or my fault.
Well, but she hasn't actually. I imagine. Let's pretend this is stripper's dick. Using my arm, because presumably he's got a fucking piece.
Yeah.
Someone's dripped chocolate, so it's just dripping down. She's underneath.
Going. Yeah.
So she's not actually touching him. She hasn't put his dick in her mouth.
I know, but fucking come on.
Well, I'm just saying.
Let's switch it around. He's on his stag. He's laying between a bird's private parts, vagina, and she's dripping chocolate sauce from her vagina while it lands in his mouth. I mean,
who
he's obviously getting
chocolate vagina.
Obviously, a little bit of vagina sweat in there as well. So he's getting fluids from another woman. I don't feel like that's right. Yeah, it's disgusting, but I don't feel it's right.
I just think stag do, hen do. Listen, fucking have your time. You just don't see what the other person does. Put it this way: if that was me, right? Genuinely, I mean this, and I was the groom, I'd be like, you dirty bitch, kind of turns me on.
Yeah, but Pete, you're different levels to him.
He wants to marry this woman, so there's obviously more to it than that. She's got pissed on a hen do and had a little bit of chocolate dick.
So maybe he's just a little bit of a sensitive soul, and he needs to grow a ball sack or two. Am I allowed to say that? Probably not, am I?
Yeah, well, really wants one sack. You only need one sack.
No, I meant because now I'm man-shaming or whatever it's called.
Well, no, but there's only one sack.
Well, okay, well, all right.
He doesn't want to grow a ball sack or two. You don't want two sacks, because you'd be two sacks Tim then.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. There's two sacks, no? Divided. One divided by two.
but you only have one sack that contains two bollocks. Bollocks?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want two ball sacks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, okay. Maybe you do.
Because then you've just got a redundant sort of spare pouch.
Yeah, hanging around.
Yeah.
Like, what's this between your legs.
Yeah. Well, no, because if there's nothing in that one, it's just an empty. It's just sort of a flaccid sack of ball. Really? It would just be like a little prune. It won't really, it'll just be, you just sort of, boop, it'd be just, because it'd just be an empty sack of.
Basically just be in the way, annoying everyone. Which
what
is
are
why
we talking
you don't
about?
Have them. I think we should just move on.
Shall
it's
we?
Quite an interesting subject. I quite like learning about male anatomy.
Right. Well, just for the record, I only have one ball sack. There are two bollocks in the sack.
I have two ball sacks.
Okay, fabulous. My left bollock is bigger than my right. Just
my left boob is bigger than my right.
Oh, look at us, twinning.
Okay, so... Oh, I've got a good one for you because this well, actually all of these. So I've got some stats. We love a stat.
We love
so
a stat.
The topic, expectations of sex. These are great. So the average adult currently enjoys sex 54 times a year, which equates to about once a week. Yeah, I wanted to see your face, your response to that. Interestingly, research seems to suggest that the couples are having less sex now than they did when they were 20, 30 years ago, perhaps due to busier and more stressful lifestyles. Let's just go back to the first one. 54 times a year. Pete, do you think you have sex more than 54 times a year?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
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 I've not had sex
for a while.
I love what your while compared to someone else's means. A while for me is like 6 months.
Oh no, fuck no. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. No, so what's Pete's while?
It just
or
a while.
Is that too much? Okay, so go on then. A while.
Yeah, well I don't know, because maybe it is less than 50, because if you're in a couple, right, mm-hmm. and it's only 54 times a year, then you need to work on that couple, I think. But if you're single, just once a week, like
it does.
I don't
sound
know
a bit shit, but
to be honest with you, I've not been in enough relationships to know. Like, is that a lot, or I consider that not to be a lot?
Yeah,
I consider that
a good question.
I consider that to be pretty sounding like a chore.
I think 54 times sounds very like a really small amount. When you divide it into a year, obviously, once a week.
Presumably that's 52 is once a week and then twice for each other's birthday.
It does sound a bit shit. I mean, I guess there's not counting, or is it counting? Because sometimes you don't have sex once, so you have sex a few times. So is it like counting? If it's counting that,
I presume it's
hell.
Counting the days. It can't be counting the amount of times there is an orgasm.
Well, that is interesting, because if you think when you first meet somebody and you're like humping like rabbits, that, you know, you probably shag four times a day for 3 weeks, and then it starts to, you know, we'll go to three times a week, you know, three times a day, and then it goes, you know, it lessens and lessens. Yeah. And then I think, I'm trying to think what I'm like in a relationship. Depends who I'm with, actually. It depends on their sex drive as well.
Yeah. Should we do this throughout the entire subject?
Yeah. Because the subject is sex.
Yeah, I like it.
So, all right, Pete, what would your expectations be? You're in a relationship, and ideally, how many times a week would you want to have sex?
You know what? And this is an interesting question, because in all seriousness, and this sounds like a bit of a cop-out, but it's not. I've never thought about that, and I don't think I would have an expectation, because I think sex should just, like... It
happen when it happens.
You fuck when you want to fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? If you're both, then it doesn't matter where it is or what. But maybe that's an unrealistic view of what the way it is, because people have kids and jobs and all that sort of stuff. But I've got friends that schedule in sex, and I find it fucking weird. But I do get it. People have different lives, and maybe that's why you have to do it, and each to their own and all that. But I couldn't be one of them person that'd be like, right, well, Thursday, you know, we're having fucking date night and we're going to have sex. Like, it's Monday, what?
Yeah, the thought of it sounds very unsexy, but then again, I don't know. I've never lived with anybody, so I don't know. Say I'm 3 years into a relationship and I'm living with this person, maybe scheduling sex is actually, you know, it becomes a really like a nice weekly or 2 week or whatever.
I think it's weirder if you live with someone. Because if you live with someone, you're with them like a lot. So, you know, even if it's a case of in the fucking, if you want to fuck someone, then fucking, yeah, look, you can have a, you know, a 5 minute fucking session in
but
the morning. Like,
you're basing this on both of you having the same sex drive. And
yeah, true.
That's
quite
hard to, you know.
Very hard.
I think at the start, you know, it's probably more the guy. And then I found that my sex drive is higher than sometimes than men's.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. In relationships, I would find it very hard to be able to tell you what the average is or what you should or shouldn't be doing, because I wouldn't know.
I think everyone's different.
But single-wise, listen, if you're single and you're still having sex 54 once a week, I think you're doing all right.
Fucking hell, yeah.
I mean, fuck me. Well done.
Like literally, fucking, you deserve a clap.
Yeah, not the clap, but
not
a clap.
Not the clap, yeah. A clap.
Yeah, that's I think that's quite impressive. Have you got any other stats for me?
No, that's it.
Oh, that was the one stat. Okay.
That was the one stat. Well, the other one's a bit boring. Couples are having less sex now than they did 20, 30 years ago, but they're saying it's perhaps because of busier lifestyles, which, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is down to being more busy and more, you know, more on our phones, so you're less present with your partner. When you get home from work and you're not chatting, you're just on your phone, like, less time for sexy time.
Is it because there are more single people now than there probably used to be? And presumably single people have less sex than people that are in a relationship. So actually, because there's so much temptation, people don't stay in relationships for long enough. So sometimes you can see someone for 3 months, be fucking all the time, get your 54 done in within, you know, a month, and then not have sex for the rest of the fucking year because you're single. And it's not that easy to have sex if you're single. It really isn't. Anyone that tells you anyone that tells you that it is fucking lying. Sex expectations. So single people, they're constantly I banged the bird last night, I've done this, I've done that. No, I bet you didn't. A lot of people will genuinely I think a lot of people are full of shit when it comes to that.
Yeah I mean, now there's just no need for me to lie. I mean, it is what it is. Well, it's very, very different.
Yeah, we've got to the age now where I don't think it really matters anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, we're actually more inclined to tell people we've had sex just so they realise that we're not. God, it's depressing.
I get very excited. I know, it is quite depressing, isn't it?
So, before you actually had sex, in fact, do you know what? Because of this topic, it's quite an interesting topic. I don't really want to talk about the when we were virgin stuff because it's a bit boring. It was so long ago
no,
for us.
Oh, no, shit. And, you know.
Yeah, like you. Yeah. Everyone thinks, well, before you have sex, it's going to be some magical experience. Your first time is genuinely or generally shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know many people that have said, oh, it's magical. No, it's just no. Get that out of the way. What's more interesting is when you start dating someone.
Yeah.
So, and there's two sides to this, right? So if you're single and you are just looking for a bunk up or whatever else, then fine. If you start dating someone, how soon do you think you will have sex, or do you expect to have sex?
I don't have any expectations on it.
That's why you're my favourite.
It's definitely changed because I think, again, with aging, you just get more comfortable with yourself. Before, I'd be like, oh, I can't sleep with you, you know, for the first few dates or whatever. But now...
Who says... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, if I think... It's really hard to tell, right, if that person on the first date is going to be like someone in your life. If I get an inkling that person is, I probably wouldn't sleep with them because I get really excited about being... Like, it's not just the sex, but it's being intimate, being close to someone, like having your body next to someone else's is a gift. And it's an amazing thing. And it's like going on your second date and then you've upped the ante, you've changed something about it. So I really want to look forward to that, which is why I don't always do it too quickly. But saying that if I slept with someone the first night, then oh wow, I did. And you know, if it's meant to be, then it's fucking meant to be. But I have found waiting has been better for me. I've enjoyed the sex more, enjoyed the person more.
So really you're a dick tease, but sometimes you can't wait.
No, dick tease. Maybe I'm a bit of a dick tease. Yeah, I think I've heard that before. But again, I'm all right with it because it's a build up again, isn't it? It's like you're kind of building up to what that moment's going to be and then you just pray it's good.
So you just said then that you used to think, oh, you can't have sex until this point. Who told you couldn't do that? Or what made you think that? Is that just a society thing? Or is that something where did that come from? Because a lot of people say this, and it's one of my, again, I've told you this before, I hate it when people say that. Have sex when it feels right and do it when you want to do it. I don't care if I sleep with someone on a first date or within a fucking hour, or I have to wait fucking 6 months to do it. If that's what feels right at the time for both of you, then it's the right thing to do. It wouldn't change my opinion on a girl if I slept with her on the first night and wanted to see her again. I would still want to see it regardless.
Maybe now, if you think back to your earlier 20s, like, it was very easy to label a girl a slag, right? Like, what does slag even mean? Like, if you look at it in the dictionary, it doesn't say someone that sleeps with someone too quickly.
Slag's rock. It's rock. Slag is actually it's something to do with rock.
Okay.
So just so you know, you carry on talking while I'm just going to Google because I need to know I'm right now.
I think that's where it comes from. I come from a small town, and that word would be, or slut or hoe or whatever, would be thrown around for anyone that firstly had sex. And if you slept with two people, my God. And, you know, if you slept with someone on the first date or whatever, it didn't even need to be sex. It could just be, touching, whatever. It could be anything. But I think that, maybe it's a small town thing coming from Oxford, where that word was thrown around. You never wanted to be called that word because you found you're justifying yourself. When I didn't know how to justify myself when I was in my early 20s, you know, I didn't know how to say, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Now I genuinely don't give a shit, but I just cared too much what people think. So that's probably where it comes from.
I think it's definitely, yeah, it's society pressure, I think, from people not to be labeled as something, but
yeah.
And listen, that's really hard. It's really easy for me or you or anyone to sit there and say, listen, don't give a fuck. Fucking do what you want to do and do what feels right. But it isn't that easy. I've never really given a shit about titles and other, you know, I haven't got the fucking best reputation. And I've dated people that have not got great reputations as well. And I've dated girls that have not got that kind of great reputation that, you know, because people have labeled them whatever else. And I'm fine with that. Like, you know, I couldn't give a shit what anyone says. It matters what I think of you. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, it is hard for them. But in terms of, this is another one that I hate. And it actually happened to me a little while ago. And bear in mind, I'm fucking 33 now. I just don't feel like this is a question you should be asking anyone. How many people have you had sex with?
Oh, God, I got asked that recently on a date here. I was like,
I know you told me,
sorry,
actually.
Sorry, mate.
Like, fucking hell. Like,
only 2 hours.
It hate that question.
Highly offensive.
Well, for me, I just feel like, what the fuck does it matter?
If someone's asking that question, you have an insecurity. That's where it comes from. That person is insecure, and they are led by society. And so them thinking that they're maybe dating someone that slept around in their head is a bad thing. Actually, maybe I'm just really fucking experienced. Anyway, it is highly offensive. You can't ask someone that. You really, really can't. Like, look, if you're with a partner, you know, you're a couple. If you feel that there's a need to know, you know, I don't know how much.
Would you need
share,
to know?
Then I never ask anymore, ever. I've made that mistake again in my 20s.
Would you ever need to? Is there ever a point where you feel like you would need to know?
Not anymore. No.
Your mem.
No, but then equally. Saying that, if I thought, and this has happened to me a lot, I build a picture of somebody 3 months into the relationship when they're showing their best foot forward, and then suddenly that drops, and you think, like, oh, this, you know, they're a great guy or whatever, something changes, and I'd quite like to know if my partner had. No, it's a hard one. I wouldn't want to know how many people he slept with, but if he has slept with fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry, I would want to know.
Why?
Because
what difference does that make? I get people wanting to know how many relationships people had before or whatever else, but why does it matter how many people someone's had sex with?
Because of my insecurities. Because I would feel like that person might cheat.
But you would see some.
Yeah, it would come down to mine. Because I think, oh, you've slept with loads of girls. You haven't been in many relationships. If that was the case, this is, I'm going by exes now, then I'd think, well, why would you commit to me? I'd have to see this like miraculous change in the person to be able to trust them if I knew that was their history.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, that is it's kind of a you problem, that one, isn't it?
Exactly. You know what I mean? This is what I mean. It's coming down to what, you know, my experience with men that have slept with many women, they have ended up cheating on me. So that's it's a trigger for me. That's what I relate that too. So maybe it's the same for women, you know. Maybe this guy went on a date with whatever it was 2 hours into the date, asked me how many people I slept with because his ex had maybe been similar. Who knows?
So you don't have to answer this because I know sometimes you won't want to. Maybe you will. Have you slept with someone on a first date before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Good. So did you worry about the impression that might have given off? Did you?
Yeah, I have done. Yeah, definitely.
What next day you've kind of thought, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have done that, or?
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? Let me take this back. On the first date, I probably wouldn't care because I'd probably put them in the bracket of you're not going to be a boyfriend. If it's like...
Oh, so if you had sex with someone...
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting. So if you went on a date with someone and you really liked them and thought, oh, actually, fuck me, I quite like this guy, I'm not going to have sex with him because I don't want to give him the right impression, even though you do really like him. Whereas someone that you might have sex with, you might think, oh, well, they're not going to be a boyfriend anyway, so I might as well have sex with them.
Yeah. I know. Fucking, I
know. Is that what those do?
I mean, that's me, right?
Explains a lot.
Yeah, that I mean, whether other women feel the same as that's definitely a mindset that I can take on. It also depends where you're at in your life, right? If I'm in a really good space, I don't think about any of this stuff. But when I'm not, these things do come up.
Okay, interesting.
But because I don't know if you're very open, Pete. You're very like, you know, you see the world, you don't like, you see it in a really great way. You don't judge people. No, you just don't judge. And like, and it's great. And I don't know if like that's very common or not, because I would presume that men, do you know what the other thing is as well? The amount of times that I've slept with someone and then they've lost interest because I feel like it's happened too quickly. Yeah. That's another reason why I wouldn't want to see them too quickly.
Do you know what? I get, obviously, I've been single a long time without, you know, going into details about stuff, but I get that, or I've had that before where girls have said, or like I may have slept with someone on a first date or whatever else, and they're like, well, you're not going to be interested after that because you got what you want.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
It kind of pisses me off, really, because it kind of makes me think, listen, that to me suggests that you think all I ever want is sex, which makes me think, then, you know, why would you be on a date with me, or why would you still be speaking to me after that if that's what you actually think of me? It's like people just want the reassurance. That's not all you want, which is fine. But then actually it's quite offensive to me because it makes me look, what? So that's all I do then, is I just fuck and that's it. There was no other benefit to the date we went on. It's like you forget that if you have sex with someone on a first date, and this is what I've always found, is like the next day, like or whenever you speak to the girl, again, all the conversation is about sex that happened on the date. What about the bit that happened before that?
Yeah, what about the 6 hours chat that we had in?
What about all these other bits? Well, yeah. What about that? Yeah, what about all the time we spent in Stringfellas? What about? But do you know what I mean? Like that, it's like that bit's forgotten, and then the whole night revolves around the fact. So you might as well just picked them up and fucked them, and that was the night, because they nothing else really matters then. And then instantly they just assume that, you know, you're not going to be interested because the stuff before didn't matter because we had sex. So I got what I wanted because all of that stuff that happened beforehand was just a build up to me having sex.
Sometimes this is a great chat. This is a fucking great chat. I like it. Just saying.
Okay. Any?
But it is, though, isn't it? It's just really interesting because it just shows the complete opposites of like.
Oh, it's very interesting to hear like a male and a female point of view, because normally me and you are pretty on the same. Yeah. And it's not that we're not in sync, but we see it from completely different sides. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like that age-old thing, isn't it? Like, if a guy shags loads of birds, he's a fucking ledge.
Exactly.
Whereas this, if a bird sleeps with loads of fellas, she's a slag.
Yeah.
I've never really understood that one. I've dated people that have all sorts of people. But that stuff doesn't... What happens before me doesn't matter to me. Mm. It shapes who someone is. So, you know, all the bad bits, the good bits, everything shapes who you are as a person. So it doesn't... So you need to understand and learn different things about someone, but you don't, it doesn't matter. It's before me. What happens now is when you move forward. Do you know what I mean? So if I was dating someone that had a bad reputation and I met a girl who's been single and she'd slept with loads of people and whatever else, would I think that she would cheat on me? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily think she would cheat on me more than someone that had slept with one person, which is the difference in my mindset. And I don't know if that's a male mindset to what yours is, whereas, you know, I might want to know if he slept with loads of people, because I would automatically think, well, he's more likely to cheat on me. I wouldn't think that at all. If I met someone that had slept with fucking thousands and thousands of people, it doesn't mean she's going to cheat on me.
It doesn't mean that she's ever cheated before. Maybe not cheating. Maybe it's just the boredom. I can only go by one person and God knows how many. I can only go by my experiences, and unfortunately,
but that shaped how you think of it.
That's all I know, and it's annoying because you think we'd love to give everyone like a completely like plain slate, but there is a part of you that's like, you know, if you were with, like I said, you were with someone for 2-3 months, you adore them, and then suddenly you hear like, oh, he's fucked everyone and all your mates, you're like, oh, that's shit, that wasn't the impression you gave me at the start.
But
you
then
feel a bit deceived.
Yeah, but then it's deceitful if someone lies about it, but I don't think it's deceitful if people don't mention that, because I don't think you should, I wouldn't go into a date.
I know, you go, oh, yeah, fucked, yeah, true.
In the same respect as well, I think, I had a really good point and I've completely forgotten it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Should we get Sarah? Our guest?
Yeah, let's get Sarah.
I'll just try and remember my point.
Okay, you remember. So Sarah Melindwa is a specialist nurse and a sexual health advisor from Peckham, next to me. Wow, when I was
not
England.
Really, you're in fucking Bali.
Shut up. She was a star of E4's. Of E4's hit show, The Sex Clinic. I used to love that. And you know what? She's going to educate us, because I'm actually really interested in this subject. So, Sarah, come along, tell us, educate us, share. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, my darling. How are you?
Fabulous, thank you.
Before we get on to our topic, we're just going to play a little quickfire questions with you.
Right, okay.
Okay. Date night in or date night out?
Date night in.
Kissing or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Do you know what? Giving gifts.
Nice. Dating apps or meeting in person?
Meeting in person.
Whose opinion is more important, friends or family?
Family.
PDA or stay away?
PDA?
Oh, really? Dating several people at once or one at a time?
One at a time.
Oh, no one's going to save several people at once, are they?
No, just you, Pete. Dream job or dream partner?
Dream partner.
And single or taken?
Single.
Join the club. Single. It's three of us.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Fine. All three of us.
So, Sarah, our subject this week is sex expectations or expectations of sex. And Pete and I have been actually... For once, we're not disagreeing on this, but we have very different ideas around it, and we've kind of come to this conclusion that maybe to do with my sexual history, my boyfriends, my experiences, that has shaped the way that I think about it. And Pete, just being, which I think is great, is just open, and there's no judgment, and he just accepts it for what it is. We seem to differ. So. Just to go in, like, you've got some stats for us, I believe. So we love a little fact or a stat. So please feel free to share those, and then we can have a little chat around them.
Right. So I've been working with Happn, and Happn is one of the biggest dating apps. You guys might have heard of it already.
They used to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah. Good. Right. So they conducted a research talking about people's sexual habits, and they found that a third of people, so that's about 34%, actually prefer to have sex on the first date. And 30% prefer to have sex on average on the third date. So I found that really interesting, especially with the third of people preferring to get physical on the first date, because I think traditionally it's almost been, you know, for a long time, been sort of frowned upon to have sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. So like, he's a bit more open to, you know, to each their own type of thing. I found that really interesting. And because of my job as a sexual health nurse, my job is to basically talk to people about their sex lives, their dating lives. And I would say, yeah, that's pretty much accurate. So one of the first questions that I would ask my patients is, when's the last time you had sex? who was it with? How many people have you had sex with in the last 3 months? And so I kind of knew in the back of my mind that, you know, we in the generation where people are a lot more open, and it's not, you know, you're not judged if you, you know, you can have sex with somebody on the first or the second or the third date, and that relationship can go on to be a long-term, you know, healthy relationship. Whereas I think if you think back sort of traditionally, maybe let's say in our parents, that would not be a thing at all. So when those results came out, I was pleasantly surprised, to be fair. Are you guys surprised at the number of people who are, you know, happy to have sex on the first date?
Something actually before I respond to that is I found it really interesting when you said that the first question you asked your patients is, you know, when was the last time you had sex? How many people have you had sex with in the last 3 months? Because that question would send the fear inside me when I would, you know, rock up to this frigging clinic, you know, oh God, I just think back to those that when I was too young to even get it all. And being asked that question is just, it's the most horrific, terrifying thing, because all you're seeing is that person must be judging me, when actually, you know, your job is to not do that.
We don't care.
And exactly, you don't care. You don't, like, it's no effect on you.
Sarah, do you think people tell the truth when they give you an answer?
Do you know what? Not always.
I tell you what, you would automatically listen. We were just discussing whether or not your partner needs to know how many people you slept with and all that. And I fucking hate anyone asking me that question. It's a stupid fucking question. It doesn't fucking matter what I've done before. But obviously, if you're going to a medical professional like yourself and they ask the question, I bet people still lie, though.
Yeah.
There's no need to, but I bet people still go, well, do you know what I mean? Especially geezers. Yeah. I bet they lie.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you how, because there's been times when I say, okay, so, you know, how many people have you slept with? When's the last time you had sex? So we go through it. And then you do a test, and then, you know, whatever that test might be, you say, okay, well, this has come back positive for, you know, for gonorrhea or even HIV or something. And then suddenly it's actually, you know.
Yeah. Well, there was this other time.
And then I'm like, well, there's this other time, this other guy. And you're like, okay, fine. And I do get it. It's a very personal question, you know. And, you know, I'm a sexual health nurse, and I would still be a little bit like, you know, it's not something that I can understand why you might be a little bit apprehensive about answering it. So I completely understand. But what I always say to patients is, look, I don't care. If you come into a sexual health clinic, the person who's working there has specifically chosen to specialise in this particular field, so you can't be a prune or judgmental or have or be negative in that respect. Otherwise, you just wouldn't be able to do your job, you know. So yeah, I definitely say people do sometimes, not always, tell the truth, especially straight guys, I'd say.
Really?
Why specifically straight guys?
Yeah.
Why are we all such fucking liars?
What's that?
Why are we all such fucking liars? Tell me.
You lie unprovoked, and I don't know why.
Unprovoked lie, yeah. I've been accused of that before.
Sarah, how do you feel about that question then in a relationship? So, or not even whether you're... I was saying this to Pete. I went on a date about a month ago, and someone asked me 2 hours into the date how many people I slept with, and I was like, wow.
Won't be seeing you again.
Your fucking phone. Yeah, I was quite offended by it. How do you feel about that question, whether you're just dating or you're in a relationship? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's ridiculous? What are your thoughts on it?
I just think it's completely unnecessary. Like, why? What are you going to do with that information? That's the first thing you should ask yourself before you ask somebody else that question. If they told me I said two people, right, okay. If they told me I said with 200, if that's so important to you, I don't know. If somebody asked me that, it would be a little bit of a turn off, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because clearly they're ready to judge you, because why would you ask that question?
Okay. All right. But if you were dating someone then, or you spent a bit of time with someone, and you didn't know how many people they slept with, do you feel like you would need to know that if you felt like it was going to go further then?
No, I've literally never asked somebody for a body count. And speaking of body counts, so according to the same study, 20% of people are happy with their body count. And I thought that was quite a low number. I thought that was a little bit on the low side.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is as well.
Are they happy with the number that they tell people?
Yeah, well...
or happy with their actual number?
So basically, yeah. So then that's 80% of people are judging themselves. That's really sad.
That is really sad. So clearly, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, work to be done in terms of, you know, people's, you know, view on that.
I think sex is still one of those things that is very different depending what gender you speak to. It's still completely like it's very conflicting answers. But in terms of I was just saying to Cece, if you're a guy, if you're a straight guy that slept with loads of women, you're considered a fucking legend. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're the boy. Whereas if you're, a girl that slept with loads of men, you're a slag, which is still why there's that kind of taboo where a lot of women would probably feel worse about themselves and their number because they've gone and, maybe had sex and it's fucking great and whatever else, and they did it because they wanted to do it, and maybe they've done that a few times, and then actually when they think about the number, they're like, oh god, that's terrible. And I've had like friends who are girls go, oh fucking hell, it's terrible the amount of people I've slept with. Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Yeah.
But it's because they think everyone's going to judge them, so they judge themselves first.
Yeah.
To go, oh, I know it's terrible. Why?
When a guy tells you his number, you should half it, and when a girl tells you their number, you should double it. Apparently.
Oh, is that what it is?
I've heard that, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it does go back to those gender stereotypes and, what's perceived as, what's acceptable for men and what's unacceptable for women. And, yeah, it kind of goes back to that, doesn't it?
So if you were dating someone then and you found out a couple of months in that he'd slept with hundreds of people, right? Would it change your opinion on him?
Honestly, maybe a little bit. Okay. Not in a negative way. And I think, okay, this is probably me speaking maybe from a sexual health perspective.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm just doing a quick, sort of breakdown or what do you call it? Consultation in my head. So I'm thinking, right, so if you slept with someone before, da 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 da. But I don't think it would stop me from actually continue the relationship.
Would it not, no?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But I think that, again, it kind of comes down to what we said before, or what I said before, that it depends what impression that person's giving you in those first 2 months. So if they're like, I'm a fucking saint, and I barely sleep with anyone, and, giving the impression that you're the first person they've slept with in a while, and then you find out the number, for me, is that's happened many a time, and I'm like, hold on a minute, you've given me the nice boy act. Like, just fucking say it at the start. If you shagged 1,000 people, say it, then I have a choice then to decide whether that's for me or it's not. But when you're starting to catch feelings with someone and two, 3 months down the line, you hear this information, that's when for me, it's a problem.
But probably going to backtrack a little bit, going back to what you've just said, Cece, because actually I think I would trust, I feel like I would probably trust you more if you were to just be honest about if you've had that many, if you've had 300 partners. I think I'd actually trust you more because you're being open and honest instead, like you said, of, pretending that it's, something you're not, and later on done, because then you're like, okay, well, what else are you not telling me, or what else have you lied about, kind of thing. So for me, it really wouldn't, and it depends on where that person is at that stage in their life as well. I know, I've dated guys who they've said, look, when I was in my 20s, I was moving mad, I was quite honest about it. And now they're in their, mid early 30s, and they're in a different phase in their life, so you can't judge somebody for what they did when they're 20s, when they did three summers in Magaluf, compared to who they are at 35 and they're an adult. Like, we're not the same people, so
say it louder for the people at the back.
No, it's very true.
But then again,
that comes back to the judgment thing. They feel they're going to be judged, but if they're not being honest about it at the start, why have we got such a judgment on people for having lots of sex? Sex is fucking brilliant.
It's just normal breathing, it's
how we all. It's really fun. Would you say that your opinions of sex?
I know exactly what you're going to ask. This is why I love you, Cece, because I was just about to ask. You go. Oh, I was just thinking the same question. No, I know exactly what you're going to say. Go for it.
I was going to say, do you feel that your opinions have changed now that you work in the field?
Yeah, I'd say, because it can't not. I get inside information on what everybody else does. I would say it's probably ruined my dating life a little bit, let me not lie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if every day, so I do 2-3 clinics a week, and let's say I see 30 give or take people in one clinic. So we're looking at, 90, almost 100 people a week. So if you're hearing stories of, oh, okay. So, okay, for example, I said, you know, the question I asked, when's the last time you had sex? Okay, a week ago. Who is it with? A casual partner. Oh, so fine. And before that, who's the last person you had sex with? My girlfriend. And how long have you been together? 5 years. So, you know, when you get... what I have to keep reminding myself is that I'm seeing a small percentage of people, and it's within context. But I think on a subconscious level, it does kind of make you think, you know, why bother? Like, you know, kind of thing. I would say it's definitely made me a bit of a cynic, I'd say, when it comes to dating. But wow. I think I'm getting better now. I mean, I've been in the game for 11 years. I've been a nurse for 16 years, and I've been in sexual health for 11. So I think I'm sort of getting over it a little bit. But I'd say the first few years, I was just like, oh my God, is nobody loyal? Like, is everyone just new with everybody, you know? So it does it can't not, to be fair. So I'd say, yeah.
Do you know what that reminds me of is when they grow up with brothers, like five brothers, and they're like, you know what? Fuck dating, because I've grown up with five brothers and I know what that looks like in my household. That's how it reminds me.
Right, Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us about our topic today. It's nice to have an expert on, because Cece and I are fucking useless. So we're going to move on now and play a little game, which I think you know a little bit about, yeah? So the love the way you lie game.
Right.
So each week we get a guest who comes and tells us three short stories, and two of which are true, one of which is a lie, and we have to try and guess which one's the lie. Cece is normally very good at this and normally gets it right every week, and I don't think in over 50 shows I've ever got one. So I'm very easy to lie to. I believe everything you say. Cece's like Sherlock fucking Holmes. So good luck.
Today could be positive. Okay, so first story, number one. I once went on a date with a guy who halfway through the date, I realised he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
Okay.
And like the Tinder swindler, he had enemies after him, clearly.
Right.
So of course I didn't want to get caught in the crossfire, so I called my dad to pick me up. Right, so that's story number one. Story number two, I once turned up for a day, and the guy that I was going on a date with had double booked, and so there was another girl there at the bar. So, and he completely forgot that he double booked. That's number two. Number three, I once threw up on a guy's shirt on the first date, and I had to pretend that I was a lightweight, even though I only had half a glass of wine.
Okay, you threw up, pretending you're a lightweight. Right. Okay, so first one, bulletproof vest. Second one, double booked. Third one, threw up. Okay, first question then on for me on the first story. Did he wear that for fashion or he needed it?
No, he needed it. And it turned out he just got out of the big house.
Ah, sweet. Did he have a nice time? Wow. Cece, any questions?
How did you see this vest? Like, how did this become apparent that he was wearing a frigging bulletproof vest? Can't even say the word.
Bulletproof vest is hard to hide under clothes. And he wasn't the biggest guy, so it was obvious there was something there.
Okay. Interesting.
And then second one, double booked. Did you speak to the girl?
No. As soon as I realised what had happened, I just got my stuff and left.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cece?
That was my question was, did you leave? But you've already said, fine. Okay.
Okay. And then for story three, I've got no questions because that is, that's the lie.
Yeah.
I think that's the lie.
Do you know what? I'm going to go the same. I think number three is the lie.
You think number three is
going with it? It might be right.
The lie is number two.
Oh shit, she's good. She's good.
I got you.
Cece, why? You should never agree with me. I'm always wrong.
Yeah. Well, no, I immediately thought, I was like, oh, it's too short. It's definitely a lie. I was like, oh, she's such a nice lady. She can't lie.
So, bulletproof vest then. Did you see him again?
I was paranoid for a month solid because, oh God, yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to see this guy again. And like I said, I called my dad, I was like, dad, please pick me up.
He like discussed it, like you talked about it, right? You didn't sort of see it and then just leave. You said, "Are you sorry?"
I finished the date, but I cut it short. I'm not gonna lie, because I mean, if someone's wearing a bulletproof vest, clearly people are after them. I was too young. No. And it was a shame because it was really hot. But yeah,
so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that, Sarah. You've been so fun. Thank you. And thank you for your honesty and sharing what you have. Really appreciate it.
You're super welcome.
And also, you have one of the most amazing smiles we've had on this show.
Genuinely. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Your teeth are fabulous. So thank you for radiating that through the screen this morning to me and Cece. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, you little angel.
Great way to start the week.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I fancy her. She's super hot, you know.
She is beautiful, hot, sexy, lovely. Got a nice voice as well. I feel like she should do voiceovers. She's just got a calming, like.
I think that's because our voices are so fucking horrendous and aggravating.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll get more listeners now she's on.
Okay. Well, listen, it's nearly time for us to go. You are listening to The Date Show on FUBAR Radio, but we are going to be doing listeners' questions and stories now, which is our favourite part of the show. We love
crack
it, don't
on.
We fucking love it.
We fucking love it.
Okay. We're only going to do one.
What are we doing? Okay. Are we doing advice or story?
We're going to do advice because it's a good one.
Okay,
so,
go.
Dating advice. This is Florence who's asking for our advice.
Go on then.
I keep getting cramped when I have sex, and it's actually so embarrassing, especially when it's on a one-night stand or with a guy I don't know very well. What can I do to stop myself from seizing up, or if it does happen, how do I stop it from killing the mood?
Right. I feel like this is one for you because don't think I've ever had cramp during sex. So, or maybe I have. No. Okay, well, go on.
I've had it just in the foot. And right. It's really...
What did you do, Pete?
What did I do?
Yeah.
at the time, I was laid on my back and she was having a whale of a time. You know what I mean? Like up and down.
Yeah, going for gold.
Because my foot was obviously stretched out thing, my pain face is similar to my cum face, I think. So I don't think she noticed.
Okay.
But no, you just, because it was in my foot, I just had to try and, I was basically doing that with one of my feet behind her back. So obviously she's on top.
Yeah, she's still going.
Just trying to get it out. Yeah, I didn't make it apparent because it is a bit of a mood killer. Going, sorry, can we stop?
I would have liked to have seen that, you in the background, like this with your frigging
foot. Literally.
It's really good, babe.
I'm having a great time.
And my really, foot, really good,
My foot's having a great time. Anyway, so that was my little story. But to be honest with you, I don't think this is a dating advice question. You'll know this. How do you stop getting cramped then? You do all the fitness stuff. Is it drink more water and stuff?
It's sometimes to do with too much or lack of salt. Yeah, it could be a few things. But also, it's very common. So
yeah, I don't think it's that bigger deal.
If he's saying it keeps happening, you might actually want to see a nutritionist. And I'm just saying, I do offer a nutrition plan with my exercise plans. So if you did want to have a little chat and sort your diet out, because it probably is to do with that. Cramp is to do is a lack of or too much of something in your diet. So
right. There you go.
Thank you for that. Basically, I just got a new client.
I knew it was saying health-wise, and I have no idea about that. Because, everyone gets cramped now and then, but if it happens a lot, then then CC's right.
That must be fucking annoying, though, when you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm really shagging wild tonight, and then that happens.
But also, in all seriousness, I don't think it's that big a deal, even if you just go, fucking hell, I've got cramp. I'd find that quite funny. I don't think it's like a, it's not that much of a mood killer. It's not like as bad as, some things that I've heard before.
Oh, there's definitely other big time mood killers. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that big. But like CC says, that's some advice from someone who knows about that stuff.
Yes,
actually. For once, we've actually given some advice that is probably fucking actually factually correct.
Whoa, shit. Woo, we're going up in the world. Maybe we'll get a sponsor now.
That makes you an expert and me an expert by association.
Boom. Look at this teamwork. Every fucking week.
Honestly, we don't fuck about. So, yeah, Florence, that's the thing. Like Cece says, lack or something. What was it again, babe? Before I
probably
fuck
salt.
It up.
It's probably salt, yeah.
So, try that. Go and see a nutritionist. And, maybe do some stretches as well before sex.
Okay, so should we end it here?
I think we should. I think we should end it here. So for anyone that wants to, some advice or wants to tell us a story, then email us on the dating show at foobarradio.com. You can also keep up with everything we do on the home, the HQ, the hub of everything dating show, which is the dating underscore show on Instagram. Thank you, everyone, for listening, as always. Thank you, everyone, for sending us your stories. Thank you, everyone, for being alive. Thank you, everyone, for having sex. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Cece, for just being fucking Cece, who is just the fucking best, most wonderful creature I've ever met.
Please keep saying that to me, because you know what? It's nice to hear.
Well, it's true. You know, well, I love you with all of my heart. You to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby.
Doodly-doo. Oh, baby.
Okay, that'll do. Bye, then.
Okay, bye.